turn with me today to the book of Exodus, chapter number 3. Exodus, chapter number 3. We're going to go through a lengthy portion of Scripture here, and then I'll let you be seated. I got a lot of Scripture today. I like the Word of God. Amen. Now, this is starting at verse 1. It says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed." Everybody with me. The bush was not consumed. Right. And Moses said, "I will turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." Moses changed his plans at this moment. He says, "I will turn aside to see." And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him in the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here am I." And he said, "Draw not nigh hither." Don't come any closer. "Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover," he said, "I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, and he was afraid to look upon God. Amen. Anybody ever been in the presence of God where you're afraid to even look around? Amen. Amen. I understand what Moses is going through here. And verse number 7 says, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up into a land that is good, into a good land, and a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and all the otherites." Amen. "Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come up unto me, and I have seen also the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" See, Moses questions himself first. Who am I? And then he said, verse 12, "Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." And Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me, and they shall say to me, what is thy name? What shall I say to them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." Verse 15. And God said moreover unto Moses, "That thou shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. And this is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. I am that I am." Amen. Bump your neighbor and tell him, "I am that I am." Amen. Amen. And that's what we're going to talk about for a few minutes. I am. Amen. You may be seated. As with almost all of God's most beloved servants, Moses' story begins not as one of constant joy or victory. His story is not one filled with cribs of satin sheets and cool morning breezes. It is a history of betrayal and failure and a series of hard spiritual jolts from the moment he is born until God called him. From the beginning, Moses endured critics, enemies, and abandonment. Most of all, he endured loneliness. He made his bed over the years in everything from royal palaces and to mucky bulrush swamps. He was educated and esteemed, and then he was also attacked and then hunted. Around every blind corner and every cold night spent under starry desert skies came to naught in a moment. Like many of us, Moses' life came to naught in a moment. Moses' life could have been defined by a spotted past of failure and pain, and in some ways it was. And he was forced to live with his quick temper, a captive to his own anger and resentment. And yet God, on the backside of a desert, on a cool night, flickering in a smokeless fire that consumed not the bush. From the cleft of a rock that we still don't know where it was, God called to Moses to leave himself behind. He provided Moses with purpose and a plan in that moment. Moses, whose life had existed within the confinement of himself for so many years, had finally found a new calling. And the rest of Moses' life became defined not by failure, not by abandonment, not by loneliness, not by mistakes, not by mucky bulrush swamps, not living in the house of Pharaoh, not by his successes, not by the beautiful things he owned, and not by the things that he lost. But his moment became defined in seclusion. And when asked, "Who shall I say sent me?" we find Jehovah defines himself in a very curious way. "I am that I am. Tell them that I am has sent you." That scripture is a powerful verse. And if you take the time to study it a little bit and not just read it in our very broken English. The English language is a myriad of words. It's a montage of foreign words put together to make a cobbled up mess, a chaotic mosaic at best, the English language. But in times gone by, there were some languages that were hard to define into English, and Hebrew is one of those. It's here where we want to invest some time today. What does "I am" really mean? The Hebrew word for "I am" is Eye. It's E-H-Y-E-H. Eye. And when he said, "I am that I am," is Eye Asher Eye, which roughly interpreted means self-existent, self-sufficient, self-sustaining, and makes a strong reference to being unbound by absolutely anything, more specifically including time. When he says, "I am self-sufficient without time, I am self-sustaining without time, I am self-existent without time." That's why when he writes about, "I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end," he literally is saying and defining for us, "I am that I am, Eye Asher Eye. I am without anyone else, I am self-existent." A possible English translation, if we had to translate what I am means, is "I am what I was, I am what I am, and I am what I will be." And at the end of that, there's a cursor that says, "Repeat this phrase." And so God's name literally is, "I am what I was, I am what I am, and I am what I will be. Repeat, I am what I was, I am what I am, and I am what I will be." And if we were to ask God, "What do you mean by that?" Well, Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 says, "I am the Lord, and I change not." God has never changed. He has never wavered. He has never not been. He has never ceased to exist. He has never, amen, along the way failed to have enough in the tank to meet our needs. He has never along the way had failed to have enough in the tank to see us through a tight time. He's never been broke. He's never been in the red. He's never been deficient or lacking. He's never found himself in a time where he wasn't. He said, "I am that I was. was, I am, and I am what I will be. I am not ever going to change. So on the backside of a desert in the cleft of a rock on a bush that didn't burn, here God defines himself. I am that I am. God is who he is all by himself. He said, I am the God of salvation. I am the God of broken homes and broken hearts, broken relationships. I'm the God of cancer and diabetes. I'm the God of the abused and the neglected. I'm the God of the lonely. Those things don't bother me because I am what I am. I am what I was, and I am what I will be, and I change not. In John chapter 8, we find Jesus in the temple surrounded by the questioning Pharisees. John chapter 8, verse 39 says, and they answered unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham, which is kind of a slap in the face. Amen. Jesus is taking an opportunity to point out some shortcomings. Amen. But you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God, and this did not Abraham. You do the word deeds of your father. Then they said unto him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. Also another slap in the face. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my words? Jesus is poking a little bit at the Pharisees. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Ouch. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, which of you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Therefore, hear them not, because ye are not of God. Things are getting ugly in the temple. They answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? And Jesus answered, saying, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory, for there is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep on saying, keep my sayings, he shall never see death. And then the Jews said unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. They're trying to twist Jesus' words. And it says, art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets which are dead, whom makest thou thyself? And Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, and whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. Amen. And I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And here we begin to see Jesus declare. From this point forward, you'll never in Scripture see him ever give any kind of secondary account. He only ever declares himself as God. It is from this moment going forward that he begins to call himself the I am that I am from the book of Exodus chapter 3, which any self-respecting Jew would have known thoroughly, probably could have quoted better than we can quote Acts 2:38. And however, these Jews are standing there not having an understanding of who Jesus was. These Pharisees are poking at him, looking for him to give a wrong answer. And he says the absolute worst thing you can say to a Pharisee who doesn't believe you are the Messiah, and that is to claim yourself to be God. So we're going to talk for just a few minutes about I am. Because I am in the Old Testament is I am in the New Testament. There is no cross transliteration. It is the same. I am that I was, I am that I am, and I am that I will be. And here in this moment, in John chapter 8, Jesus said, I am that I am. I am without a question, without a doubt, 100% grade A beef Jehovah. I am 100% the God of the Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob manifest in your sight. There is no question at this moment whether there be one God nor three. You can't mistake him as Jehovah Jr. anymore. At this moment, Jesus declares, I am that I am. The majority of the dialogue is spent trying to get through their eyes. And hearing Jesus in one sweeping verse saying, I am. So what was Jesus saying on that day when he said, I am that I am? Make no mistakes about it. If anyone ever wondered whether there was three figures in a Trinitarian Godhead, Jesus just answered the question. It goes all the way back when he says, I am, to Deuteronomy 4:35. When he said, unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God, and there is none else beside him. Jesus was referencing all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, where it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God is one Lord, I'm that Lord. Jesus in John 8:59 said, I am that Lord. All the way back in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39, says, See now that I, even I, am, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. He's that Lord. He's that great I am. As Psalms 86 and 10 says, For thou art great and thou doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Isaiah 42 and 8 says, I am the Lord, and there that is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither praise to graven images. Isaiah 43, 10 and 11 says, Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I am chosen, that thou may know and believe me and understand that I am he. And for before me there is no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no other Savior. When you talk about in John chapter 8, 58, when he says, I am that I am, you have no question who he's talking about. He slapped all the Pharisees in the face that day. By stating he said, I am the I am, he was telling the world, I am Jehovah, the only and sovereign God. Jesus revealed himself as Jehovah, solidifying his role as Savior. I just read to you Isaiah 43 and 11, where the Jehovah of the Old Testament said, I, even I, am the Lord. Beside me there is no Savior. Jesus could not have been Savior if he had not been God. Isaiah 46 and 5 says, To whom will you liken me and make me an equal and compare me that we may be alike? Isaiah 46 and 9 says, Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. There is none like me. Jesus revealing himself as I am, and we are calling on the one true holy God of the Bible. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Make no mistake, Jesus is in fact the one true Jehovah. Colossians 1:16 says, For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. 1 Timothy 2 and 5 says, For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. He's claiming at that moment, I am that I am. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. For God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. That's the God who said, I am that I am. There was none other preached unto Gentiles. There was none other that was received up into glory. There was none other that preached or that was seen of angels, that was justified in the Spirit. And there was none other that was manifest in the flesh. This is more of a Bible study than a preaching lesson today, and I certainly understand that. I hope it's okay with you. Amen. James chapter 2, verse 19 says, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Amen. There is no opportunity to have it goofed which one is where. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, that which is, which was, and that which is to come, the Almighty. There is no question at this moment that he's making reference to Exodus chapter 3 when he said, I am that I am. For that, as we described in Hebrew, I am that I am, the Eye, Asher, Eye, literally means I am that I was, I am that I am, and I am what I will be, and I change not. Amen. Revelation chapter 4, verse 2. This is John having his vision of heaven. And he says there, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat upon the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper, like a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, and his sight like unto an emerald. Around the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders clothed in raiment. They had gold crowns on their head, and out of their throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps burning before the throne, which is even the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne round about were 4 beasts full of eyes, and before and behind. But I saw one upon the throne. Just one. If you had any question today who God is, what we were serving, what we were after in 2022. If you had any question at all rolling in your spirit about who God might be, who you might confuse him as, let there be no confusion today. Let there be no confusion that I am that I am. Is I am who I was, I am who I am, and I am who I will be. Amen. If you can, stand with me all over this house. Amen. I understand we're brief today, and I certainly hope that's okay. But I don't want to trouble anymore. I don't want to trouble it anymore. The Spirit I feel here, I'm asking revelation to come today. I'm asking the Spirit of revelation to fall in this place. If you have any doubts, if you have any question, let it be allayed today. Let fear be allayed, that you don't have to worry about not calling on the one true holy God. When you call on the name Jesus, it is literally, Jehovah has become my salvation. I wish we had more time to go into Hebrew and time to break it down, but it would take hours to teach that lesson. So I certainly hope you understand that there is serious power when Jesus says, I am, in John chapter 8. There's serious power when Jesus says, I am that I was. I am before Abraham was, I am. Before the slain, the Bible says he was the lamb slain before. There was never a doubt what the plan was to extract God's people from this planet. There was never a doubt God's redemptive plan for his people. Amen. And I encourage you this morning, if you would, lift your hands all over this house and ask God to help us. Lord, we love you. God, we're thankful for your presence and for your power, for your Spirit which we feel here, God. Let your anointing, I pray, fall. God, we've talked so much today about your word, God. We've declared you as the I am. God, many situations fall upon us today from every angle. We're asking you, God, to allow the anointing of God to fall here. God, we love you, Jesus, and we magnify you. God, we glorify your name today all over this place. God, we elevate you today. We're thankful, God, that you are the I am. That there's no question, God, that when we say that you are the I am, We don't have to call on a bunch of other names. We don't have to search underneath of rocks or in trees. God, we don't have to look in the oceans or in the storm clouds. God, you are there, God. You are who you are. You are who you were, and you are who you will be. God, you change not. God, help us, Lord God, to fold ourselves into you in 2022. God, we want to search deeper, God. We want to look farther, God. We want to look closer, examine much, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, God, let a spirit get a hold of us in this coming year, God, that would help us to seek you, Lord Jesus. God, we want to seek you, God. Jesus, we love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. Amen. Amen. I ask you to take this home with you, chew on it, pull open your Bibles as a family, look and find what the Word has to say about who God is, provider, peace bringer, amen, healer. God is all of those things, and I'm looking forward to a great 2022. I have a spirit of expectancy that God is going to do some miraculous things, amen, and I need God to do some things in my life. How about you? Amen. Won't you take your neighbor's hand if it's appropriate and lift them towards heaven, and let's ask God to go with us this week. Lord, we love you, God. We're thankful for your presence, thankful for your power. We're thankful for your Word. We're thankful that you're the I Am. We're thankful, God, Lord Jesus. God, we don't have to wonder. God, you told us exactly who you were, God. There's no second-guessing you, God. There's real truth. There's black and white. There's no gray areas with you, God. We're thankful, Lord, God, that we have you, God, to be thankful for. We're thankful, Lord Jesus, God, that you're in each of our lives. We're thankful, God, that your blessings are poured out, God. God, we're looking forward with anticipation, God. God, we're thankful, Lord Jesus, for what we feel in this house. Amen. Would you clap your hands all over this place? Give God a high praise this morning. Lord, we love you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen.